Blog Talk Radio.
Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing? Hey, Mac, you here? Yo, Mac.
Hello.
Hey, Mac, what's up? You heard me? You hear me?
Yeah, you forgot to link me up.
My fault. Technical difficulties on my part, ladies and gentlemen. My fault. Did you hear the opening? You know the opening.
No, I didn't hear anything. I was on hold.
Well, of course. Sorry about that, folks. You know, a great way to start the day. You know, the episode with a little technical difficulties. Of course, you know that's my co-host Macaulay Matthew, and I am William Rameau. And let's get this show on the road. You know, we're gonna talk entertainment. You know how we do it on this show, and you know we're gonna talk. We're gonna preview the Giants Cowboys series. You know that's always a big series. We're also gonna talk about another division rivalry matchup, and that's of course the Jets versus Bills. And of course, you know because of the snow, it got postponed. And move to tomorrow night instead, in Detroit of all places. Also, we're going to talk, you know, the Knicks basketball as they, you know, they actually won a game and, you know, they avoided history yesterday. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
And, you know, as usual, you know, we talk a little sports, sports entertainment, a little WWE, and, of course, talk a little TN also. But, of course, folks, you know, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to, you know, let your voice be heard. Give us your thoughts on what's going on in the world of sports. But with that in mind, let's talk about the Giants, man. And, you know, Giants are going to play against the Cowboys later tonight, another big, you know, divisional series. You know, Giants are trying to snap their big losing streak. And what perfect team to try to end their streak against, you know, Tony Romo and the Cowboys. So what's your thoughts on that, man?
It's definitely going to be, I mean, if Giants, if they have any hopes or any chances of making playoffs, they're going to have to start winning, and it's going to have to start tonight against the Cowboys. Cowboys are leading the division at 8-3, actually 7-3, because right now Eagles won today, so Eagles are currently ahead of them a half game in the division. But, you know, they're playing in the Meadowlands tonight at MetLife, and, you know, they're going to have to win this game if they, you know, if they want to make the playoffs. And right now they're 3-7. Their playoff chances are very slim right now. But every game from here on out is a must win. So tonight they better go out there and play well and beat those Cowgirls.
Well, you know, the Giants better hope Lucy's in the, you know, they signed Lucy.
I know.
From Charlie Brown, because she knows how to keep the ball away from her. If you don't believe me, ask Charlie Brown. But, you know, all seriousness, man, this is a must-win for the Giants, man.
Exactly.
They need this game. You know, obviously it's a divisional game and, you know, the heated rivalry between the two teams.
Mm-hmm.
But like you just mentioned, if they have any Cinderella dreams of coming back, you know, try to get to the playoffs, they need this game.
Oh, yeah. And – you know, Dallas, they have a very good, great team right now. Romo always plays good at in New York here. And they have a great running back in DeMarco Murray and great wide receiver in Dez Bryant. So they're going to look to beat the Giants and maybe end the Giants' playoff dreams. Hopefully the Giants can win tonight. I'm going to be crossing my fingers and my toes.
I know you and all the Giants fans are definitely going to be, the rest of the Giants fans are definitely going to be doing that. And, of course, you know, this is Eli Manning's 10th year in the league. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in that during that span, he leads the NFL in interceptions.
Yeah.
And his last game was symbolized that he had, what, 5 interceptions, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah. Yeah, it was not a good game. So he's got a... You gotta be smarter this time in throwing the ball.
Yeah, he definitely needs to bounce back from that performance.
But hopefully they go out and they have Rashad Jennings back now. This will be his second game back. He's a workhorse, and you got Odell Beckham, who's becoming a better player each and every day. So.
Oh yeah, he's definitely a fan favorite for sure with reason.
Oh yeah, yep. So it should be a good game tonight.
Yeah, definitely should be. And shifting gears to the other team in New York / New Jersey. Of course, I'm talking about the JTS, Jets. And, their season is pretty much done. You know, they're trying to win some games here. They finally ended their horrible drought. I think it was, what, 7 games losing streak, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, they upsetted the Steelers. Final score was, if my memory serves me right, was in 2013, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, Roethlisberger was not his old self, especially coming off his his the best two starts of his career.
Yeah.
You know, prior to those starts when he had six touchdowns, you know, each.
Right.
In those games, so you know the Jets need to keep this momentum going. You know, against the Bills, and they would have been playing today, but like I mentioned earlier, because of the snowstorm going on in Buffalo, they relocated the game to Detroit, and you know the game is at Monday night. So
yeah. And I don't know who that favors, if it favors the Jets or if it favors the Bills. We'll just have to see.
Yeah, we'll find out for sure. We'll definitely find out. In any case, whoever is supposed to win is going to win anyway, most likely.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see what happens. And, of course, in the last game, you know, because Jets had the bye week, Jets are going to that was Vic's first win of the as a Jet. His last outing.
He played really well in that game.
Yeah. Hopefully he can keep it up, even though it does look like it's a lost season. But let's see what happens.
Play for Rex Ryan.
No, well, yeah, Rex Ryan and John Idzik definitely need them to put some wins on the board, more wins.
Oh, yeah, or else they're done.
Yeah, especially Ryan, you know.
Yeah.
But, let's shift gears. They finally won a game. About time.
Yeah,
but,
and looks like they're 4-10 now, when I last checked.
Yeah, they are. And thank God they were facing the Philadelphia 76ers who still remain winless. They're now 0-13.
Yeah.
Let me see what we won. We won by the final score of what was that score? 91-83.
91-83.
So
if we could play the Sixers every day, we'd be undefeated.
<For real. laughs> Yeah, let's do that. I mean, they're in our division. We might as well do that. But, yeah, it was a good win. Stoudemire, you know, he had his second double of the, of the season, his first since opening night. And, because of it also marked the debut of Jose Calderon as a New York Knicks.
Yep.
And Carmelo. He, you know, he had to come back later into the game because at one point we were playing as, you know, typical Nick game. And, we were able to hold on to the lead for the victory.
Yeah. And tomorrow night they play the Houston Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a tough game because Rockets are a pretty good team this year.
Oh, yeah. Rockets and the Knicks, you know, they always – they play well against the Knicks. If you remember going back 20 years ago, when the Rockets, then with Elijah Wan, defeated the Knicks in 7. You know, but we'll see what happens this time when we face them.
And it won't be at the Garden; it'll be over there in their house.
Yeah.
But that'll be tough.
Toyota Center, I think it's called.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, that should be a fun game.
Hopefully fun and meaning we'll win.
Yeah, I hope so.
Jeremy Lin is no longer – he no longer plays for the Rockies. He's on the Lakers now, I think.
Yeah, exactly. He got traded in the offseason.
Yeah.
So that's one guy we don't have to worry about torching us.
Yeah. It seems like every time we played them, Jeremy Lin was trying to get his revenge on us.
Oh, yeah. But we still got to worry about Harden.
Yeah, that's true. And Howard.
Oh, yeah, Howard, too. Let's see. Hopefully we can step up our game, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm definitely glad, you know, we didn't make history against the Philadelphia 76ers, because, man, we would have been the first team they ended their streak with.
Like I said, man, we should play the Sixers every game.
Yeah, as long as we beat them, we should play them every game. But we'll see what happens. And yeah, with the Nets earlier this week, the Nets they lost in triple overtime to the Nets. I mean to the Bucks.
Yep. And they lost this. They lost to the Spurs the night before that also, I think, right?
What did you say?
They also lost to the Spurs. Was it the Spurs they lost?
I believe you're right. But yeah, they definitely need to turn their season around.
Yeah.
So they've been playing better a lot, especially Darren Williams.
Yeah, they have. But like the Knicks, they're on the 500 also. They're like 5-8, I think.
Yeah, not great basketball being played by the New York teams.
Definitely not.
If you want to see good basketball, you'd have to see the UConn men and women. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to get out of New York State for that.
Exactly. But, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll see what happens. Hopefully Knicks can get a run going.
Yeah.
And later tonight, the Rangers are going to play the Montreal Canadiens. Later tonight. And the Rangers, I believe, are, what, 8-7? So, you know.
Oh, they're 8-7?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you know, Rangers are at home. And hopefully, you know, they can have some good home cooking later tonight before Thanksgiving comes on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
But
right now, it looks like they're fifth in the Metropolitan Division. They used to be in the Atlantic Division, right?
I believe so, but I think they changed the name.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, I think a few years ago, maybe during the lockout or something like that?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think that's when they changed the name, but...
I see.
Let's see. Let's hope. Hopefully they'll win as well.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man. Let's go to the main event, man. You know what's you know the big major news on tonight.
Oh yeah, Survivor Series.
That's right. Survivor Series. It's gonna be a big pay per view event highlighted by the 5-on-6 handicap match or 6-on-5 handicap match, whichever way you wanna look at it. It's gonna be. You know, Don Cena, Team Cena versus Team Authority. And, you know, if Authority loses, they'll be out of business.
Yep.
But if John Cena's team loses, then him and the rest of his team's going to be fired. But, before we get to that, let's preview the other matchups before then. The four-way tag team match between Star and Goldust versus the Usos versus Los Matadores and the Miz and Mizdow. Who do you think is going to win that match?
Wow. I think Miz and Mizdow might win it tonight.
Yeah, I think they might do it too, but then I could also see Miz turning on him.
You know what? Yeah.
That's the
fans have been rooting more for Mizdow than Miz.
Yeah, exactly. That's yeah. So I guess I'm gonna pick Miz and Mizdow, but with an asterisk.
Okay.
If Miz doesn't screw, you know, Mizdow, you know, from the opportunity of winning the title, then I think they'll win it. Other than that, let me see who can I see winning the title. If Miz and Mizdow don't win it, I could either see I could either see I could either see the Dust Brothers retaining, or the Usos regaining the title.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But I agree with you. I'm picking Miz and Miz Dow to win.
Yeah, I think they've been on a hot streak lately. I think that's my pick to win it tonight. But I could definitely see it going the other way. I could see the Stardust retaining the titles.
Yeah, I could see that too. So if Miz and Miz Dow don't win it, I think the Dust Brothers are gonna retain the title.
Yeah.
What about the women's, the Divas match? AJ versus Nikki Bella. I think it's going to be Nikki, because there's rumors that AJ might leave or retire after this match. Yeah, so I think that's what's going to happen.
I think I'm with you. I think AJ's going to lose it too. I think Nikki's going to win the title. And what's eventually going to happen is probably going to be Nikki versus Brie. Maybe at WrestleMania.
Maybe.
You know, sister versus sister, title for title.
Yeah, you're right. That's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one title. There's only one title.
Well, yeah. I just said sister versus sister for the title, yeah. Sorry.
No problem. Let's see, what other matches? I'm trying to think.
Dean Ambrose versus Bray Wyatt.
Oh, Dean Ambrose versus Dean Ambrose versus Bray Wyatt. Wow. If it's a feud, I think Bray Wyatt will win. If this is just a one on one match, you know, like there's no rematch, then I think Dean Ambrose is gonna win.
I think Bray Wyatt's gonna win this. Unfortunately, I'd want Dean Ambrose to win, but I think Bray Wyatt will win it.
You know what? You're probably right, because this is gonna be a feud.
Yeah, exactly.
If Dean Ambrose wins, that's it.
Yeah.
I don't see the match. I don't see this continuing.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, it looks like there's a feud going on. So I'm gonna pick Bray Wyatt to win also. But
yeah.
Like you know, I hope I'm wrong. I hope Dean Ambrose can win this.
Yeah, I mean, I want Dean Ambrose to win, but I have a feeling Bray Wyatt won it just to, you know, they'll probably extend this feud until maybe WrestleMania, maybe. Who knows?
It might be too long, but it's not impossible.
Yeah, you never know.
And plus, maybe there's rumors that maybe, that it's happening thing might be revealed soon.
Right.
Maybe it might be even revealed tonight. Maybe he might have a new faction. You know, because maybe Cesar Miguel will be revealed. Who knows? Because he's been warning us that it's coming. So it's coming could be today.
Great. We'll see also the new Nation of Domination tonight.
Oh, you know what? Funny how you mentioned that. There is a rumor that they might debut too. The new Nation of Domination, led by Xavier Woods, Big E Langston, and Kofi Kingston, they're called A New Day, and there's rumors that they might debut tonight also. So
that'd be interesting.
So yeah, it definitely be interesting if they do finally do debut.
Yeah,
I doubt they'd be by the group, but then again, who knows? Be interesting. I mean, that'd be like a curveball, kind of like Brodus becoming, you know, that Funkadactyl gimmick. I mean, that would come out of nowhere.
Exactly.
But let's see what happens. Trying to think about
it. I think tonight it'll definitely be a nice surprise. I think tonight. I mean, it is one of the biggest events of the year, so I expect a lot of heel turns and face changes and a lot of shocking surprises.
Repeat that, Mac. Hopefully the fans out there, you know, the listeners heard what you said, but I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
I said there'll be a lot of, I think there'll be a lot of heel turns and face changes and shocking surprises tonight.
I totally agree with you. Today looks like there's going to be a bunch of surprises. I mean, this is the last major pay-per-view event of the year. So I think WWE is going to, you know, they're going to go all out.
Yeah.
I don't think there's going to be any surprises at the TLC unless if Cena and Brock Lesnar fight each other at the, you know, for the title. And then, what's his name, Seth Rollins cashes in the Money in the Bank. Other than that, I don't see any major upsets or major surprises that's going to happen at next month's pay-per-view event.
Yeah.
Let's see, what other matches are out there? I'm trying to think.
It looks like Fandango is fighting tonight.
Against who?
That might be like an opening match, I think. It looks
maybe,
like.
Probably. Maybe he'll fight Tyson Kidd. Who knows? I mean, I haven't checked.
Yeah. They don't list the person he'll be fighting, but it looks like he'll be on the card somehow.
And, you know, there's a Divas elimination match.
Oh, yeah.
I think Paige will win that one. I don't, you know, there's a bunch of women who's in there. Probably Alicia Fox. You know, the usual ladies, you know, who's on tough, the not the Tough Enough. What's in that show? Total Divas.
Well, it looks like it's the, it's Alicia Fox, Emma, Naomi, and Natalya versus Paige, Cameron, Layla, and Summer Rae.
Right, yeah, that's it. I think Paige is going to win.
I think her team will win, and she'll be the final survivor. I think it might be her against Alicia Fox, maybe.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, because they have that feud going on. So, yeah, I totally agree with you. Yeah, I don't think there's anything else major that's going on other than the main event match, which is going to be the 6-on-5 handicap match. Team Cena, you have Cena, Ryback, Sheamus is hurt, so he's not in there no more. Trying to think who else is in this, Eric Rowan, who was a surprise pick.
Oh, yeah.
Was that it? I think I'm missing one more person.
Yeah, John Cena, Ziggler, Big Show, Eric Rowan.
Oh, Ziggler. That's who I'm forgetting. Ziggler
yeah.
is the other guy. And, of course, they're going to be facing what I think has the better team, Seth Rollins, Cesaro, who was a surprise addition.
Yep.
Luke Harper, another surprise from last week. I think who else is it? Mark Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Rusev, the United States champion.
Yep.
I mean, I almost vomited saying that. let me see. Who else is in this group?
And you said Kane, right?
Oh, Kane. Kane is always the guy I always forget in this. Yeah, Kane is the last member. I always forget who Kane is in this match, too.
Yeah.
That shows you how this corporate Kane gimmick isn't working. I mean, you forget Kane. Kane is like 7 foot. How could you forget a 7 foot, 300-pound dude? But, yeah, Kane's in there. And, of course, I think Cena's group is going to win and finally put the Authority out of business, because if Authority wins, Cena and the rest of their group is going to be fired, and I just don't see John Cena being fired. Because, as you all remember, John Cena was quote-unquote fired a few years ago during the Nexus angle, and he still popped up, found some way to break through security, and he never missed not even one Raw episode, so... I don't see that happening. So,
right, yeah.
Team Cena is going to win. Probably a new GM tomorrow night. Maybe, who knows, maybe it could be Sting, could be Hulk Hogan, Mick Foley. Who knows?
I think in that main event, I think Randy Orton's going to come interfere in that match.
Who do you think? Oh, Randy Orton?
I think he might interfere, yeah. You don't
think
so?
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I think so too, because, you know, they took him out.
Yeah.
So yeah, he'll definitely make a surprise appearance. Maybe even Roman Reigns too. Who knows?
Yeah.
But it would be cool if Sting would pop up, make his debut at the Survivor Series, even though he's not going to fight.
It would be. It would be a surprise, you know?
It would be.
It should be good. It should be a good pay-per-view. I'll definitely, definitely looking forward to it.
Oh yeah, no doubt about that. Definitely looking forward to it. Probably is gonna be the best pay-per-view event since SummerSlam.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Any last comments you'd like to add?
Yeah, you know, Survivor Series. Looking forward to that. Giant Games tonight. And, yeah, I mean, enjoy Thanksgiving. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, he's absolutely right, man. Check out, you know, both our shows. And happy Thanksgiving, guys. Enjoy the turkey and all the food. And have fun with your family and loved ones. So that's me calling Matthew. I'm William Ramon. I'll see you guys next week. Next Sunday, 6 p.m. Check out Mac Show, iMac, every Sunday at 11 p.m. only on Blog Talk Radio. See you guys later.